الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So we have been studying the ayat of Surah Al-Kahf in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story of Ashab Al-Kahf in detail. So up to ayat number 26, all these ayat, they were related to the story of Ashab Al-Kahf. But this segment or this part of the surah, Alhamdulillah, now is complete. So from today, we are going to other topics. So there is a shift in the subject, and beautiful yet very important advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all the people till the end of the world, that how should we behave in our life, what should be our preferences, what should be the attitude of Muslim people when it comes to the relation of with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when it comes to the relation with those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what should be our measurement and standard of giving the values. Should we give the value to the people of this world who have many riches with them, lot of wealth with them, or should we give the preference to those people who have a good high status in the society, a social status, or should we give preference to those people who might be poor people, who might be humble people, who do not have that type of wealth, who do not have that type of power or high status in the society, but they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very righteous people. Day and night you will see them that they are busy in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to whom we should give the value. So this sets the tone for the Muslim people throughout the ages, and that's what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he showed us in his practical life, and his Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
So in this ayah, this question after
let me finish it inshallah, and then you can. So we will start the translation. So before I go and tell you the meaning, I would like to know from your own vocabulary of the Quran to find out some meanings inshallah. So what should be the meaning of the first word watlu?
Recite.
Recite. So what is the noun? This is the verb, word of command. What should be the noun? Tilawat. Tilawat. As you say, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawat. So Tilawat of Quran, it means not only the reading of the Quran, recitation of the Quran, but also follow Quran, follow the commandments of Quran. Okay, and some mufassirin, they have translated in this context, when it is the command to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to him also convey the Quran, convey the message of the Quran. Ya ayyuhu rasulu balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. So you can translate also this word over here, convey the Quran, watlu. Okay, and for all of us is to follow the Quran, and also whatever we know, we have the knowledge of the Quran, we should share and convey to other people. So remember the meaning of watlu, follow. Ma uhiya, what is the meaning of ma uhiya?
What
has been revealed. So uhiya is from wahi. As you know, wahi is very famous word. Uhiya is the verb, past tense, passive. Uhiya, whatever has been revealed. Ilayka, ilayka means to you. Min kitabi rabbik, from the book of your Lord. yani all the Quran, all the Quran, the divine message, the divine writ that has been revealed to you, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you recite it to them, you follow it in your life, you convey it to other people, everything. لا مبدل لكلماتي. What is the meaning of مبدل?
Change.
Yes. No changer. This is the word for ismul fa'il, the person who makes the changes.
Don't change.
So there is no one who can change. No one has authority. No one has the power. And not only that, you will not find anyone who can change, who can alter. لا مبدل لكلماتي. There is none who can change the kalimat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the word kalimat, these are two different words. One is kalima. Many times we say singular form, like kalima tayyiba, kalima tayyiba, kalima, read the kalima, right? That is singular. Over here is kalimat. So kalimat is the jama of the same word kalima. So when we have kalimat, we should pronounce accordingly, and you will see that symbol of alif, short alif on the top of meem. So whenever you see this symbol, you should take it as the regular alif. The pronunciation of this is also just the regular alif. Think that there is alif after meem. Li kalimati, meem fatha alif ma. This is called alif saghira. وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. وَلَن تَجِدَ means? تَجِدَ means?
Find.
لَن تَجِدَ?
Don't find.
You will never. لَن, when it comes, لَن, it is not only the negation. It is negation forever. Yeah. Never ever. You will find. مِن دُونِهِ.
Besides him.
Beside him, yani beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So min dunihi means beside him. Multahada,
refuge.
Any place for refuge. There is no place to hide yourself and the entire universe. You cannot run away. You cannot escape from the power or from the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no refuge for you. Never ever you will find anyone beside him. Multahada, a place for refuge. Have you heard the word lahad?
Yes.
This is the derived from the word lahad. Lam hadal. Lahad?
Lahad is qabr.
Qabr. Yeah. It's grave. Right? Grave in Arabic. One word is also lahad, because this is a place that a person is hiding, right? So the literal meaning of lahad, a place of hiding. Wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum. What is the meaning of wasbir? Be patient, right? From sabr, as we know it, nafsaka, yourself. So hold yourself back with patience. مَعَ الَّذِينَ,
with those.
مَعَ with الَّذِينَ those. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ,
they call their Lord. Calling.
They are calling their Lord, yani worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Busy in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي.
Morning
and evening. So basically it is covering all the 24 hours. From morning till the evening, and from evening till the morning, all times of their life. Bil ghadati wal ashi.
Ghadat is morning.
Ghadat morning, like bukra. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran many times, bukratan. Wazkur isma rabbika bukratan wa asila. So bukra also means morning time. And yeah, in modern Arabic, bukra means tomorrow. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
But the literal meaning of bukra is also morning time. Early morning or something. it starts from the morning. Asila is evening time. So Bukratan wa Asila, they are synonyms for Ghal Ghadat wal Ashi. Yes, beginning of everything, yes. Bismillah. So, Bilghadat Yuriduna Wajha. They are
seeking the pleasure of Allah.
Seeking the pleasure of Allah. Arada Yuridu means to want. They are wanting, yani seeking. Wajha, the military meaning face of Allah, yani pleasure of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. What is وَلَا تَعْدُ? Don't turn your eyes. عَدَى يَعْدُ عَدُ. لَا تَعْدُ, do not turn عَيْنَاكَ. This is the dual. عَيْن in Arabic, one eye. عَيْنَان, two eyes. What happens when the word عَيْنَانِ is related to the pronoun ka, your, right? For possession. So noon is drop of ainani, the noon is drop. This is the grammar. So instead of ainani ka, it became ainaka. So do not turn your eyes from them. Turidu zinatal hayatid dunya. Yes, brother Muhammad.
Turidu people who want zinatal
hayatid. No, not people who want. Turidu, this is for second person. Addressing you.
Wala ta'du, do not turn aynaka your eyes on those turidu who want.
No.
If you want.
No. That was one part.
Okay.
Do not turn your eyes from them, from those people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night.
Okay. Then this turidu, you want. If you want that. Turidu want zinat al hayat. Pleasures of this
world. While you want the pleasure, the beauty, all the attractions of the worldly life of this world. Okay? So do not hold these people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a low esteem, because if someone's goal is to achieve the wealth, the riches of the world, so he is kind of ignoring these people, the righteous people, and his intention is to get the beauty of the world. Right? Turidu, while you want zinat, beauty, decoration, charm,
adornment
of the life of this world. Zinat al hayat. Wala tuti'. What is the meaning of wala tuti'?
Do not follow.
Do not pay any heed. Obey. Ata'ita. Man aghfalna qalbahu an dhikrina.
Those who have
ignored. Aghfalna. Who has turned their hearts away from remembering us.
Aghfalna does not mean ignore.
Those whose hearts are heedless.
Heedless.
Is it from ghafil?
From ghaflat, yes. That we, those people that we made their heart that is heedless from our zikr. So those people who are heedless from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not paying the heed, and they are not dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are always engaged, busy, only in this life. They are running only after this life, the materialistic life. So do not sit with them, do not pay attention to them. Otherwise, you will be starting also their footsteps, right? And they will make you also, that one day you will become ghafil from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So is it not like we made their
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the same thing, that man yahdillahu fa huwa al muhtad وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives opportunities after opportunity to some people that they may come back to the guidance. But if they are not coming, then there is a time that Allah put the seal on their heart, right?
And eyes,
yes. And their hearing and everything. So these are the people that Allah made them ghafil from His zikr.
Right? From their deeds, when they don't want
hidayah. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And these another quality of these people, what is that? They follow their own desires. وَاتَّبَعَ follow هَوَاهُ. Hawa means desire, whims, their own. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُوطًا.
And then his dealings, his business becomes wasted.
Anyone else? And the affair of these people became out of all the boundaries, crossed all the boundaries. Furuta, something that is beyond the limits. Or transgression.
No value.
No, like the life became completely the life of rebellious. Okay.
The word Amruhu, isn't that command?
No, over here is not the command. His affair.
And it's the same word?
The same word, yes. Same word. Wakana amruhu, and became his amr, his affair became the matter of furut, without any boundaries. That person became totally rebellious, or the transgression.
Furut,
transgression. Right? What happens in transgression?
Cross limits.
He crossed the limits, beyond the limits, right? So this was the literal, translation of all these ayats. So today I change little bit this mode so that we should be on the vocabulary, right? So inshallah it will be helpful. Now let me tell you the background of these ayat. The meaning, alhamdulillah, we have completed. What happened that some of the chief, the leaders of the Quraysh, they approached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would like to sit with you, but we want you alone. You will sit only with us. We do not want to see Bilal, for example, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because he is a black guy. And we do not want to sit with Suhaib Rumi, because he was also poor person, very humble person. We do not want to sit with Khabbab, for example, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We do not want to sit with Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are all very, very, very humble people. They left their own houses, their own countries, their own families, empty-handed. They came and accepted Islam, made so many sacrifices, but they did not have any status in the society from the worldly perspective, right? No wealth, no power, no riches. So they said, our class, we are, elite class people, we are higher class people, we are our own group, we do not want to sit with these people. So our condition of meeting is only that our meeting with you will be like closed door meeting, right? Closed door meeting, very private meeting. We do not want to sit with them. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed these ayat. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum. No, this is not the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not acceptable at all. We will not meet you on your condition. You have to meet us with our own condition, and in our condition is that when everyone who is come in our majlis, in our gathering, in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we will be meeting, you have to sit with all these people, because you do not see their status in this world, but you do not know their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not know the value what they have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care about the wealth, the riches, or the status, the worldly status of the people. He cares about the heart of the people. He cares about their devotion for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values their sacrifices for the deen of Islam. So these are the criteria for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may not be criteria for the people of the world, right? And in a way, this is also actually each and every advice through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all the people, right? So even in our time, in any time when it comes to give the preferences of all these things, we have to give preferences to those people, to those things, and we have to keep ourselves away from that kind of majalis, from that kind of people. They are taking away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not bringing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَقْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. If we are sitting with those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close their heart, they are not performing the prayers, they are not practicing the deen, they are so much, you know, involved in the matters of this world. Whenever you go with them, whenever you sit with them and you talk to them, just the worldly things, only the dunya. So it's not good for the Muslim people to have a company with those people, to make friendship with those people. Always make friendship and have a company of those people who will make you also to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring closer to you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not take you away from the ibadat and from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the gist of these ayat for today, and these are the advices and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah